This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, you got to be ready for anything. Anyway, always a pleasure, like I say, to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, the... The RNC did a great job today, didn't they? I mean, I've since called it the RNC debacle. Because I'm so tired of them doing exactly what we don't want them to do. You're shaking your head over there. Right? Huh? Why don't you put your mic on? Because I know you have a lot to say. You know, Yes, producer Tammy came running into my studio earlier today. Is it falling?
It's okay.
Yeah, I can fix it later.
It's okay, honey. I'm not going to take that much time because it's just ridiculous.
No. Well, which, you know, earlier today, like I said, you came running into my office.
Yeah.
And saying, you got to turn this on. You got to see what they're doing.
Yeah. They're acting a bunch of fools.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what to tell you, but think about something, though. You know what my beef has been, right? That they
know better than the Democrats.
They know better than the Democrats. They've been screaming that they want the will of the people done. They want the will of the people done. They want the will of the people done. But apparently, they don't really want the will of the people done.
Well, they know what the will of the people is. So why do they need to listen to the people to get to the will of the people? Because that's just the most. You know what? That was just shameful what they did.
How long you think they did it for time constraints though?
No, because okay. They've been on break now for like 4 hours. They had 4 hours to negotiate this stuff if they needed to. They kept conceding time at each, you know, motion, you know, move this, close that, okay, next. We concede the remainder of the time. They had plenty of time. They had plenty of time. And then they had the three-hour break that they didn't have to break for because they have to allow that time in case there is any discussion that needs to happen.
You need to have discussion? I don't understand.
They should have at least acknowledged those people. I mean, it was, you had to be deaf to think that, oh, the eyes have it. Really?
What I thought was really funny about all of that was you came running in and you caught the same thing I caught at the same time, which was that whole God thing really wigged them out, didn't it?
What do you mean?
They finally, after when they were having all that turmoil on the floor, they brought in the pastor to pray. Lord, save us all.
Well, I'll tell you what, they shaped up after that. Yeah. You know, and I went back to the beginning of the opening of the session as well, and they opened with prayer. They had a rabbi come in and open the session in prayer. So they did the colors, they did the pledge, they did the national anthem, and then they opened in prayer, and then they started the business.
So they brought him back out. I didn't catch the beginning.
No, the beginning was the rabbi. The one that closed the session was, I don't know what denomination he was, but it was a Christian pastor.
Was he the big black guy?
Yes.
Okay. He came out. Then that was the second time. He came out once before when the crap was hitting the fan on the floor.
Oh, no, that was at the end. That was the end of the first session.
Well, it didn't end that fast, honey.
Well.
When Even after he was done, they were still on the floor screaming.
Yeah, but they closed the session.
Well,
them screaming, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But there were states that had left. They had actually left the building after the big debacle.
Yeah, it was Colorado and Iowa.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
And who was it? Cuccinelli?
But they still screwed up. You know, even though they went back and they reopened it back up. Okay, so, there needed to be some discussion. We need to hear people wanted to submit whatever. I don't know all the parliamentary stuff. I'm sorry. It's just not me. But they did open it back up. Mike Lee made some statements, and they offered it back up. And then they said, well, you know, they had 9 states that were willing to make this thing happen. The people at the chairman said no. 3 of them pulled out, but he wouldn't tell them which 3. Why wouldn't you tell them which 3?
I wouldn't tell them either.
They need to know. They have a right to know. Oh, 3 pulled out. Which ones? Oh, well, good luck. Find out yourself. No, tell them. That's just dumb. I mean, come on. Seriously, we're going to have a transparent meeting. It's on C-SPAN, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, I know.
Come out with it already. It looks like you're trying to hide something. It looks like you're trying to pull a fast one. Quit acting like a crook.
Yeah.
Well, you're supposed to be above that stuff.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I've been saying forever that these guys, they don't do it right. They don't care.
No, they didn't.
They don't care about you, me, or anybody else. And it just isn't right.
But I'll say the same thing to Mike Lee. I mean, Mike Lee, come on, the will of the people. He shouldn't have even been making that motion, even though he had a right to do it. Okay, so he did. He was trying to do some political maneuvering, whatever, whatever. But the bottom line with it is, people did speak.
Yeah. You guys on the right, though, are making me nuts, too. You hardcore old-time right. Sorry about that.
Okay.
The hardcore old-time right people, they've been screaming the will of the people all year long. It's got to be the will of the people. Keep the will of the people. Do the will of the people. They're not doing the will of the people at all. Not even close.
I think they try to make it right. In the second wave, the first one, they were off the charts. I couldn't even believe they were doing what they were doing. They just completely ignored that there was people who wanted to be recognized from the floor, which they had a right to be recognized. It's a convention, for heaven's sakes. They should have let them be recognized. Big mistake.
Yeah.
Clearly, they were trying to shut them up and just brush them aside. Whether they had a valid point or not is not the issue. They were supposed to recognize them, and they didn't.
Right, well, we got to go to break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. David Vigo joins me, and we'll talk more about the RNC in a bit. But David Vigo joins me after the break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with us, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, look, get involved in the conversation, for real. Don't just hang out complaining about everything that's going on and not really ever really getting involved. You know, you can't keep, it's like, you know, we're all going to say this to you. You can't complain about the process if you're not involved in it. And I'll, let me just get my next guest on before I go to my mind. David Bigo joins us, as he does from time to time here on The Real Side. He's the author of Devil at Our Doorsteps, his fight with the SEIU, how he won, how he still has happy employed employees. David, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thanks, Joe. It's always a pleasure to be on with you.
Yeah, so last week you had a bit of a treat, right? You got to meet Donald Trump up close and personal.
Yeah, I did. He was in Indiana here. You know, that's when he was considering his vice president candidates, and he was out in town meeting Mike Pence, and he had a fundraiser down at the Columbia Club downtown Indianapolis, which I'm a member of. And I got a chance to meet him. My wife and I did. We were in a room with about there's about 40 of us total, and we sat around a big conference table, and he sat down and went over his talking points about what he thought we need to do in this country. And the interesting thing about it, Joe, is he wasn't like he is at these rallies and like he is on TV sometimes, where he is, he's kind of crass and is overboard in that. He was very professional about it. He was very easy to talk to. And we got a chance to meet him and talk about things. And it was a totally different Donald Trump than what a lot of people in this country are seeing. And one of the things I'm trying to do, and the reason I was at that meeting, is trying to set up another meeting with him to get him to tone down the rhetoric and embrace the American people instead of being so overbearing.
And when you were in that meeting with him, again, I just got to ask, you're saying he's not that bombastic, he's not that, does he come across, I'll say, as a humble, caring kind of guy or not?
Yes, he does. He really does. And I also got to meet his son, Eric. And his son, Eric, is a very nice kid. And, I say kid because he's about the same age as some of my kids. And I think they're good people. I think they mean well. I think he's just out there. He's taken on this persona so that he can go after Hillary and downgrade some of these people. But I think he has to wake up because during the general election, the unions, especially the ones like the SEIU and UAW and AFL-CIO and some of those are really going to come after him hard when he makes those comments.
But you know, you and I both know that he takes care of his people. He's not the kind of guy that they make him out to be. What does Pence do for him in your mind? Now, do you know Pence, or have you met him before? Or?
I've known Mike Pence for many years. When I fought the union, the SEIU, I was in Washington a lot for several years and met Mike Pence many times. And, when he was running for governor here in Indianapolis, we held a fundraiser for him at the country club I own. And so I know Mike very well. Mike is a very nice gentleman. He comes across well. He's almost the alter ego of Trump. He is more laid back, much easier going than what Trump is. But he understands Washington and Washington politics, and he's got a lot of relationships that can help Trump.
Now, it's amazing in watching, if I was Trump, I got news for you. With the money he has and his ability just to go off into the sunset and never have to deal with us again, the games that they have been playing with this guy, and I don't care if you're a big Trump believer or not, the amount of games being played against him, even now, today, at the RNC, it's just amazing to me, and it leads me further and further and further. Their true colors are showing now. They're showing us how much they don't want us to have what we want. Are you getting the same thing, or am I just blowing hard here?
Well, explain to me a little bit more what you think is going on.
Well, I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to find a way to really keep this from Trump, and I don't know if they have two guys in the wings waiting to come out. I don't know if this is a Ted Cruz move. I have no idea. But when I watched what was going down there today, and I watched them trying to change the rules again so that the delegates can vote any way they want to, the delegates are supposed to go there and do our business. Am I not reading this correct?
Well, no, I think you're right. But here's the problem, and I've told people this all the time. I've been in Washington a lot fighting the unions, and, as I've been there and, went my battle against the SEIU, then fighting the Employee Free Choice Act, which was a bill introduced by Senator Bayh from here, Indiana, and some others to allow the unions to force unionize people, even though it sounds like a good bill. I spent a lot of time on both sides of the aisle with Republicans and Democrats, And, Joe, what I found out is that a lot of people in Washington are there because of the lifestyle and the money and the prestige and all those things. And we need to really change Washington, and we need people in Washington that are there because they want to do the right thing for America. And I think that's what Trump's trying to do. Yeah, you're right. He's got the money. He could just go off into the sunset. But I think he realizes that, as I do, and you know, a lot of other businessmen, that we're in trouble in this country, and we need to take it back. And to do that, we've got to get these politicians to wake up, get them to go to Washington for the purpose of serving America, and then go back into private enterprise when they're done.
Yeah, I was going to say, as you were talking, I'm thinking to myself, because they're not really qualified to do much anything else.
Well, but here's, I got to tell you this story. I won't tell you the name, okay?
All right.
But there is a member of Congress in Washington from Indiana that I was having breakfast with a couple of years ago, and you know, I was going through all this stuff with him, and the fact that I felt that, you know, people in Washington were there for their own benefit and not for the benefit of the American people, again, on both sides of the aisle,
right,
that we needed term limits. And here's what he said to me. He says, Dave, I don't know what I'd do in the private sector. And I looked at him and I said, I don't understand that. You have a law degree. You could be a lawyer. And he just looked at me. And this is the problem in Washington, because, you know, they make a lot of money. They have a lot of benefits. You know, they love the social atmosphere there. They love the prestige and all that kind of stuff. When they go there, they don't want to get back out.
Oh, and there's, you know what? It's great because they're in fantasy land the whole time they're there, right? I mean, you think about the lifestyle they have there. They have no clue. I'm sorry, I'm not picking on all of them. I don't want to paint with that broad of a brush. But I've been there, and I've been there with them, not as much as you have. There is no economic challenge in D.C. I mean, things are humming and buzzing out there, and I'm sure that these guys never skip a meal, obviously. They don't, and a lot of them don't get back on a regular basis. Look at our California Congress people. I mean, it's a long flight. They get one day a week back here at times. What does that do for us?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why we need term limits and other restrictions. And I think Trump understands all that. We need people that are going to go there and do the right thing, and then go back to their private sector jobs, whatever it is. And you know, they do things for America. And I've been to Washington. I'll tell you the story again. I won't tell you a name, but when I was there fighting the SEIU and the Employee Free Choice Act and that, I had a meeting, a dinner meeting scheduled with one of the Republican members, and I went to the Republican Club for dinner, and I got there, and the person I was supposed to meet, I got there about 6:30, and which was the time we were supposed to meet, and that person had been there for, it had to be at least an hour, Joe, and he was so drunk, he didn't even know who I was. And this is the problem you see there. They go in there, and I'm not saying all of them are like this, but a big percentage of them all. They go in there, and they go through the motions and everything and that, and then they go back to their lifestyle at night. And again, we need people in America to understand that we got to fundamentally change this country back and make it great again before it's destroyed.
Yeah, that's a big task, my friend. Seriously. Hey, I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We are... we're going for a break. There you go.
Survival tool. Feel the thrill. Only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business? Afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I have got David Bigo, who I love when he's on the show with me. We always have a good time. And I learn a heck of a lot from this guy. So you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to be part of the conversation. David, thanks for being with me tonight.
Again, Joe, it's always a pleasure, and appreciate what you're doing.
Well, you know, I screwed up as I usually do because I got all these windows doing stupid things in front of me. David is the author of a book called The Devil at Our Doorstep, and David, really, like in 2 minutes, just give them the Reader's Digest overview.
Well, my book is about my fight with the SEIU. They tried to force unionize my people by having me sign what's called a neutrality agreement and taking my people's rights away to a secret ballot election. And I was the only major cleaning company in the country that wouldn't sign it. And they attacked me, and they used politicians against me. They used clergy people. They used little kids in my neighborhood. And it just went on. They did rallies in downtown Indianapolis, and they smeared me in the press. And we fought them, and we beat them. And it was appealed to Washington 3 days after we beat them in front of an administrative law judge. And it took another 14 months, and we beat them again. And I've written a book to wake up America and get them to understand what's truly going on. And I exposed the politics. I exposed President Obama. I exposed why Glenn Beck's not on Fox anymore. And it's all because of the unions and their political allies and what they're trying to do to America. And, Joe, I stopped and got on the way home for dinner and got Ruby Tuesdays. I don't know if you know what they are.
Yeah.
I do.
I was talking to a gal that was one of the chefs, and she was a black gal, and she came out and was at the bar while I was standing there waiting, and I told her about my book, and she says, "Really? That's interesting." And I said, "Yeah." And I said, "You know, the political factors in there, I don't know that you, how you would feel about it with the Democratic Party. President Obama. She says, I gave up on President Obama 4 years ago. She says, can I get a copy of your book? I said, absolutely. And I went out to my truck and got a book and signed it for her because, you know, we need to wake up America. And when I talk about these things, she says, I've got to read more. She says, I know things aren't going the right way. And I hope America understands this.
They don't. Well, you know, you guys all give them, well, I won't throw you in that barrel, but everybody gives them so much credit. Everybody gives the American populace so much credit. And I keep saying to myself, if the American people had it together, he wouldn't be in there a second time around. You know, and so we do a terrible job as the Republicans, lousy job at getting the message out. I don't know, David, we are on the verge of losing this country. I don't know what it's going to take to wake people up. I'm not a doom and gloom. I never have been. But I get, you know, distraught when I look at, again, what's going on at the RNC today. When I look at, you've got the upper echelon that's running the show up there. We don't seem to be able to get any traction or get around them.
Well, that's right. It's all about politics and, you know, the, their political agendas and the money in their own pockets and that. And as I was saying earlier, it's on both sides of the aisle. And we really need people in Washington that want to be there for the American people and for this country and to make it great again and make it a safe place to live and that we live by our laws, you know. And it's just like the borders. You know, we need to close the borders. And if people want to immigrate into this country, that's fine. But you've got to go through the process. And if you go through the process and you're okay, then fine. You can come to America. But we just can't let people come through because people want them for votes. And that's what's going on with this administration.
Oh, yeah, because if you're a Democrat, right? I mean, and that's the funny thing about it. We have people here in L.A. County that help the Democrats. They help out down at the county when they swear in new, what are they called? New citizens, okay? So what happens is they go down there, and the place is manned, catered, taken care of, maintained by the SEIU.
Yep.
All right, and we've been told on several occasions and actually have proof of these, you know, the citizen forms that they fill out and then the voter registration forms that they fill out, and they're already checked Democrat. And when those people ask questions of the ones handing out the forms, how do I know which one to vote for? They play games with them. They say, look, you came here because you want the democracy, right? So you want to be part of a Democratic Party because it's a democracy.
Yep. They do that. They play these games, misinformation and brainwashing and all that kind of thing. And that's what America needs to wake up to. But I have to tell you, Joe, is that you know, you've got people in California that are members of the SEIU because they work, you know, for the state, like Miriam the Mighty, who's in my book. And she is, by the way, she is in Cleveland this week. And she is representing a huge amount of SEIU people in California called the Silent Majority in California. And they're there to support Trump. And they're trying to get close to him because they want to really go after the SEIU and wake up America to what's truly going on. And, you know, I've helped her. I know some Trump campaign managers and stuff like that, and I passed her name and information on. And she's going after it. And I think America needs to understand this, that what they're hearing from the union bosses and Obama and Hillary Clinton and that is just rhetoric. The truth is that the members of the unions across the country are tired and fed up with the union bosses and their political allies.
No, I agree with you, and I think they're starting to see that they're not living the life they told they were going to live under the unions. You look at the numbers of people that are still in poverty. You look at how many homes that are having two and three jobs in the home just to make ends meet, just to be able to pay the bills. I mean, there is something drastically wrong here. And people don't, and you know what? I'm on one of those rampages today where I'm going, look, you deserve what you voted for, okay? You deserve what you don't get involved with. You deserve what you don't stand up and scream for. And, you know, again, today, Trump won this nomination, won these delegates with more votes than any other candidate that you know, up to the primary to that point. What I don't understand, again, is how these Paul Ryans of the world are out there saying, you know, they're not saying it out publicly, but they're saying this guy is going to be a problem for us. We're not going to be able to win. We also heard he wasn't going to win the primary. I think that both sides of the aisle are petrified of him.
Well, they are, because he speaks the truth and for the American people and what it really takes to make turn this country around again. And, again, I've been in Washington. I've met Paul Ryan. I've met all the top Republican people and all the top Democratic people. And quite honestly, Joe, these people, all they want to do is continue their jobs in Washington. And when you sit down and talk to them about this stuff, they just kind of roll their eyes at you and shake their heads because they don't want to get involved in this stuff and really fight what's going on in this country with the radical unions like the SEIU who have marched in the streets of California with the Communist Party and, you know, who fundamentally want to make this a socialistic country and get rid of the free market system. And if people think they're having problems now and they're poor now, wait till you go to a socialistic type of economy.
Well, you know what's really funny? It's funny you should say that. I have pictures. I have done stories around the fact that these guys, exactly that the SEIU and the Communist Party were marching arm in arm, like on Labor Day. Arm in arm, flags entangled, same shirts on kind of thing. And I'm going, are you people really that dull that you don't see this? And the problem is, you can't say to them, you know, go ahead and ruin it. I'm just going to sit back and watch you ruin it. Because you're part of that. You're stuck in there. It leaves us in a position where we really can't do much.
No, but I think, Joe, we've got an undercurrent in this country that people are waking up, and there's a lot of union members, not just the SEIU, but the UAW and other unions, that the union members themselves are tired of the union bosses and the fact that they're using union dues for politics that these people don't believe in, and bringing the country down, and they're waking up to the fact that we got to fundamentally change America and get it back to what it used to be, and that's why they're behind Trump. That's why Merriam is in Cleveland with other people trying to get in front of Trump and make him understand that they're for him and they want to be part of his ground game.
Listen, we got to go to a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Sounds like a chatterbox, but I can hear.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get right back to my guest. David Bigo joins me, as he does on a regular basis here on the show, and he's the author of a book called Devil at Our Doorstep, how he fought and won the SEIU, and not because he hates unions and not because he'd want his employees to live better, because they were living good at the time. But the SEIU, the unions are not always the best thing for your company. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Again, always a pleasure to have you on board. David, thanks for being with me tonight. I always appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Joe. And just to go back to what you were talking about the SEIU, and I was talking about Miriam the Mighty.
I love that name that you've given her, by the way.
Yeah. And one of the things that she sent me to send on to Trump, and she gave me a lot of attachments to her email and that, But one of the things that she's talking about in California is how the SEIU bosses out there, and I think it's Local 1000 out there, gave themselves a 112% raise, and you know, members got less than 2%, and that's because they're using members' dues for their own pocketbook, and then also for their own political agendas. And I think this is part of what's waking up America, the undercurrent of the people that are working and had to be members of unions.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And some of the people I speak with that are, you know, teachers and work for other unions will say the same thing in a lot of ways. They always say, look, they come in here and they tell you what they're going to do for you and how to help you and all this. And, you know, even a lot of the rank and files they're not happy with the union. They're not happy with what the union is doing for them. And you and I have talked about this before. There are some businesses that need to be union regulated. No question about it. These guys, I'll say it, you don't have to. These guys are real jerks. They treat their employees like crap. And it's just wrong. But a lot of, there's so much federal regulation, there's so much state regulation, and even in some places, local regulation. The unions almost don't need to be there for, you know, they started to protect the, to help protect the, I knew this when I came in here, the employees. Thank you. Yeah, you know, and now it's not. It's now they come in to protect their own skins, right?
Well, that's exactly right, because unions are in a, what I call a death spiral, because, you know, back in the 40s and 50s, they were about 40% of the workforce. Today, overall, they're 11% and only 6% of the private workforce. And they're doing anything they can to survive and grow their membership back. And it's just like the SEIU. They're, you know, they support Obama and sort of other unions on having an open border because they want these people to come across and then the government to, at some point, and I wrote a blog about this, to give them information on these people so they could go to these companies and unionize these people. And, you know, it's all one of these things, you know, give and take. You know, we'll unionize people, we'll give you money for your political agenda, and getting you elected and all that stuff. And it's not about the employees and the members of the unions at all.
No. You want to do, I want to take it, because we're going to run out of time. I want to come back to Mike Pence, while we have a minute here, because in all the choices that Donald Trump had, everybody was really happy about Newt Gingrich, and I said, I don't know why. Forgive me, but it's just another old white guy that you're going to add to the ranks. And I think people need to see that we're more than that. With all the choices he had, Newt would be a great addition to the team, but I'm not so sure I'd want him as VP right now.
Well, that's right. I mean, I've met Newt, and I like Newt, too. He's a good guy, but he can be a little crusty at times. And I think Trump needed an alter ego. He needed somebody that was not as outgoing and verbose as he is. He needed somebody that was more, you know, professional and more even tone and that. And that's what Pence is. And, you know, Pence is, if you sat down and talked to him and his wife, you know, like my wife and I talked to Mike Pence and his wife last week when we met at the Columbia Club here in Indianapolis for several minutes, and it was really enjoyable to talk to them because they're very even keeled in that. But at the same time, they understand what needs to go on in this country. And here's something that a lot of people probably don't know, but Mike Pence early on was a Democrat, and he changed. And he got into business himself, and you probably don't know this, but he was a talk show host for many years here in Indiana, and you know, right before he got into politics and that. So he's gone from being a Democrat to having his own business to getting into politics and being in Washington and seeing what goes on there to becoming governor and having to you know, address some of the problems we've had with the Democratic Party here. And he just comes across very straightforward and very polished. And I think that's going to help Trump as he goes through this campaign.
Well, I do, too. Do you think that the Trump give you any kind of inclination that
he was going to tone it down or he was going to go at this from a different direction. And the reason I say that is that, and I kind of agree with some others, when he's on a teleprompter, he's very subdued. He kind of almost reads it somewhat robotically. When he's on his own, though, you never know what's going to happen. You just never know what's
I know, and I'm trying to get in front of him again, and I've got many people that are part of his campaign here in Indiana, and other people that are trying to get me in front of him, because one of the ways I beat the SEIU is because they try to bait you, they try to get you to come out and say things like Trump does, and be overbearing and verbose and all that kind of stuff, and I stayed very polished with them when I addressed them and that, and they realized after a while they just couldn't get me to react like they wanted me to, because you know what they want to do is smear you in the press, and people probably will find this hard to believe, but the SEIU also had a website about me and my company and how bad of people we were, and they're going to do all these same types of attacks against Trump. And he's going to have to tone it down and polish it up, or they're going to use it against him in their ground game.
Yeah, I agree with you there, but I got to tell you something. I heard the numbers the other day, and I have no way to really, none of us really do, to vet these numbers. But apparently, Hillary spent almost $100 million. All right, against Trump. You know how much money he spent? Yeah, bupkis. He spent nothing to push back on what she's put up. And his numbers just keep rising.
Yeah. I know. I'm not sure about the numbers. Of course, the polls are you know, one of those things until you get into it. But I just know that it's like, you know, I talked to Mitt Romney when he was running in 2012. And Mitt is almost the exact opposite. He isn't as outgoing. He isn't as doesn't go on the offensive like Trump does after him. And that's what cost him the election, because he wouldn't expose Obama during the debates. And I spent 45 minutes in front of him and his campaign committee saying, you need to stay professional, but you need to go after them and expose them for their misinformation and lies and put them on the defensive. And you know what they said to me the whole time? They said, no, we have to be nice. And that's one thing we don't have. Yeah, that's right.
Well, except when I'm talking about Trump, right? Then he doesn't have to be nice at all there.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing that we don't have to worry about Trump. He will go after him, but now we got him. He'll be on the offensive. He just needs to polish it up.
I'm like I said, I am concerned sometimes. But even when he's made stuck his foot in it all the way up to his knee, I'm trying to be nice about this. He still does well. People still are willing to forgive him for what he does. I think part of that, though, David, is that people are so fed up. They're so aggravated. They're so frustrated. They're almost willing to accept anything other than the same old, same old. Am I off?
Well, you are, but here's my problem. I've been traveling quite a bit. I was down in Florida a couple of weeks ago, and, of course, I've been around here in Indiana, and I've talked to a lot of business people and that, both men and women. And one of the things that concerns me is several of them said that, you know, we are very concerned about his rhetoric and his impulsiveness, and that he'll go off just half-cocked and do things without thinking about it and all that. And, you know, a lot of them are saying, you know, we will never vote for Hillary. You know, we may just not vote at all. And he can't allow that to happen. No. He's got to get these people on his side.
Yeah, and frankly, I got to tell you something else, too, though. People don't realize. I wish they would sit down. It's not just a scare tactic. If you don't vote for one, you are voting for the other, because you're not nullifying the vote of somebody else. Hey, David, we're up against it, and how do people find out more about you and even get copies of your book if they need to?
Well, please go to thedevilatourdoorstep.com, and they can find out about me and my blogs, and they can get a copy of my book. There's a discount code on there, and I wish people would read it, because it's not just about my fight with the union. It exposes the political agenda in this country.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you being out with me tonight, as I do always, and you keep up the good work, too. I know you're out there talking and fighting for us and that kind of thing, so I do appreciate the time.
Well, thank you very much. And by the way, I just want you to know, a lot of people want me to run for governor.
Please do. We need more sane people there. But you got to be insane to run. That's the only problem. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back next hour. Don't go far. I've got a lot to cover.